T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This just in, the pollen count in Sydney is high today. Don't let hay fever slow you down. Get back to life fast with Zyrtec tablets. Zyrtec, no hay fever tablet, works faster. Follow directions for use. References available at zyrtec.com.au.
So with that being said, let's move on to last night. It was a really, really awesome experience. The premiere of The Captain at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. It was really cool. I'm obviously not going to give away too much about the episode itself, but I can say that I thought it was really, really well done. I'm really excited to see what looks like is going to be a more unfiltered, unapologetic version of Jeter. I mean, even some of the interview clips in that first episode, just the way he was talking was different. It was much more informal. It seemed like he was really comfortable talking to Randy. Like they said in the Q&A after, they talked for over 30 hours, so I'm sure you have to be comfortable with him. But yeah, Sean, I don't know what your thoughts were, but I loved it. I was worried that it could be a little too cookie cutter with just the way Jeter was for his whole career, but it actually really seems like it's going to be an awesome, awesome documentary. And I am so excited that there's 6 more parts of this documentary that we haven't seen yet that'll be out next month.
I think the first episode does really, and you know, without spoiling anything, well, he does get drafted by the Yankees, just in case you didn't know that. Yeah. I think part of the thing I took away was that you understand why he was so guarded after watching the first episode. Like I kind of felt like I get it, like just by the way that some of the stuff that he dealt with and that he was very open with, that I feel like he's never been that open with before. You know, so I thought this was a really cool insight into, you know, for both of us, the guy that carried us through the first 20 years of our baseball fandom, almost. Like that was, it was awesome to see. The episode was really well done. You can tell it was done by someone who followed the Yankees Jeter's entire career and Randy, and who's super talented. It was done really well. It's not The Last Dance. It's not that kind of controversial intensity that The Last Dance had with like all the drama surrounding the Bulls in their last season. So like, don't go in thinking that it is a documentary about Derek Jeter and about, you know, what he meant to the Yankees and why he was the way that he was. And I think Jeter is very open and honest in the first episode, so I would expect that to continue. The Q&A was really fun. And you got a question in during the Q&A. You got to ask Jeter a question. How did that feel?
Yeah, that was awesome. My heart was pounding, but it wasn't at first. But I don't know. It's weird. It's, you know, if we were to have like Aaron Judge on this podcast by some miracle, like I would be insanely giddy and excited about that. But when it's like Jeter, who, you know, has links to my childhood when I basically worshipped him and he was my idol, like those feelings definitely come rushing back once you're like standing in front of a microphone talking to him and you're like, oh shit, like this is Derek Jeter, like larger than life, even all these years later, even though I'm, you know, 30 years old now, because you just immediately get taken back to when you were 8 years old and he was your hero. So no, that was awesome. That was really cool. The whole event itself was really cool. The Q&A after was great, and hearing Jeter talk about, you know, why he decided to do this now. And I think it made sense because Marley Rivera, who was the, I don't know, what do you call it? The
moderator.
MC, the moderator, yeah. Her first question was the one that I was going to ask, like, why now? You know, after so many years of being guarded and saying, you know, always giving reporters time, but really never telling them anything of much substance, you know, why now did you decide to have this extended sit down and give a more, you know, unfiltered look at your life and your career? And he was like, well, after the Hall of Fame, I realized that, you know, this is stuff that I want like documented for my kids for when they get older. And I think that made a lot of sense. I think it's very believable. And I think it, like, again, I think it makes sense. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to get further into his career and this retelling of everything and get his point of view on some things that he might not have been ready or willing to talk about at the time. And yeah, I also hope that there's some point in this documentary where he says that he was able to actually, or has been since, able to look back and enjoy what the Yankees accomplished, because he was always so focused on winning and obsessed about winning, where it almost seemed like, man, like, you want this guy to be able to enjoy it because we're enjoying it so much because of him. So I'm hoping to learn that he's been able to kind of let himself experience that after all this time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, look, we enjoyed the hell out of his career. And, you know, three in a row, four out of five. No team's ever won back-to-back since they implemented the division series. And the Yankees won three of them. They were the only team to do back-to-back, and they did it twice. So pretty incredible that they did that. And then you kind of get into the years where they fall short, and Jeter is always calling every year a failure. And I don't look at it that way, because in a five-game series, anything can happen, man. And you know, you just have to put yourself in the best position to win. And Jeter always did that. And, you know, I agree with you. I hope, looking back on it, he was able to appreciate some of the successes and some of the so-called failures, which really were just great baseball that had a poor ending. So it was a lot of fun. I think for me, the my favorite part of the first episode, and not to spoil what they say, but was hearing from his parents. I thought that was really insightful and really cool. And I also am excited because the game footage they do show, I thought was really well done, really well edited. It kind of makes you feel like you're back in that time of, you know, they're covering it like through 95. I was really excited by like what that's going to be like when they get into Jeter's bigger moments, because they really conveyed the emotions in those games really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Randy did such a good job of kind of running this parallel between the dark days of the early 90s Yankees and how that led to guys like Jeter coming in and contributing, and just tying that link between, you know, Jeter's childhood hero and Dave Winfield, and how his trajectory, you know, essentially played a part in Jeter becoming a Yankee, just because of everything that happened with Steinbrenner and the rebuild and everything. I think that was really well done. I agree. I think everything with his parents was phenomenal, and probably my favorite part. It was either that or a lot of, like, not new obviously, but previous, like, stuff that I'd never seen before, was a lot of the footage of him when he's drafted. Obviously they do cover him getting drafted. That's not really spoiling anything, but I saw a lot of new stuff that I'd never seen before in terms of that moment in his life. And I thought that was really awesome. So yeah, I hope these moments keep coming in the next six episodes it is, but the first one got off to a fantastic start. I'm really excited to even watch it again on July 18th. And then the rest of the way.
Real quick, is there a moment in Jeter's career you're really looking forward to them getting to it in the documentary? If you just pick one moment, like, what moment are you going to look forward to the entire doc?
That's a good question. I mean, his last game is going to be way up there, just because that's one of the most memorable in-game experiences of my life. And just to, again, I'm really curious to see if he was able to kind of soak that in as the only game he's ever played at Yankee Stadium where the team was mathematically eliminated. So maybe he was able to soak that in a little more, but I'd say probably that. And I'm really interested to hear, like, what it was like to go through some struggles in 2010 and 2011 where he wasn't performing as well, and then how he came back in 2012 to lead the league in hits. I'm really interested in that too.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me as well, and hope everybody else is. It was fantastic. Can't recommend it enough, but that's going to do it for us here. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe, and we'll talk to you after this big Tampa series.
See you later, everybody. Let's go Yanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.